Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 39, Raghunath Das, Episode 1. Raghunath, don't be a crazy fellow. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Shantipur, Raghunath Das came to meet him. Two brothers named Hiranya and Govardhan Majumdar, who were residents of Saptagram, had an annual income of 1,200,000 rupees. Both Hiranya and Govardhan were very opulent and magnanimous. They were well-behaved and devoted to Brahminical culture. They belonged to an aristocratic family, and among religionists they were predominant. Practically, all the Brahmanas residing in Nadia were dependent on the charity of Hiranya and Govardhan, who gave them money, land, and villages. Nilambara Chakravarti, the grandfather of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was much worshipped by the two brothers, but Nilambara Chakravarti used to treat them as his own brothers. Formerly, Govardhan and Hiranya had rendered much service to Misra Purandara, the father of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and because of this, Lord Chaitanya knew them very well. Raghunath Das was the son of Govardhan Majumdar. From childhood, he was uninterested in material enjoyment. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Shantipur, after accepting the renounced order, Raghunath Das met Lord Chaitanya. When Raghunath Das went to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath fell at Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet in ecstatic love. And showing Raghunath Das mercy, Lord Chaitanya touched Raghunath with his lotus feet. Raghunath Das's father, Govardhan, always rendered much service to Advaita Acharya. Consequently, Advaita Acharya was very pleased with the family. When Raghunath Das was there, Advaita Acharya favored Raghunath by giving him the food remnants left by Lord Chaitanya. Raghunath Das was thus engaged for 5 or 7 days in rendering service to Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. After bidding farewell to Raghunath Das, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri. After returning home, Raghunath Das became mad with ecstatic love. Raghunath Das used to run away from home again and again to go to Jagannath Puri, but his father kept binding Raghunath and bringing him back home. Raghunath Das's father even had 5 watchmen guard Raghunath Das day and night. 4 personal servants were employed to look after Raghunath Das's comfort, and 2 Brahmanas were employed to cook for Raghunath. In this way, 11 people were incessantly keeping Raghunath Das under control. Thus, Raghunath Das could not go to Jagannath Puri, and because of this, Raghunath Das was very unhappy. When Raghunath Das learned that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had arrived at Shantipur, Raghunath Das submitted a request to his father. "Please, give me permission to go see the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. For if you do not, my life will not remain within this body." Upon hearing this request, Raghunath Das's father agreed. Giving Raghunath many servants and materials, the father sent Raghunath Das to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, requesting Raghunath Das to return home soon. For 7 days, Raghunath Das associated with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shantipur. During those days and nights, Raghunath Das had the following thoughts. "How shall I be able to get free from the hands of the watchmen? How shall I be able to go with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Neelachala? Since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was omniscient, Lord Chaitanya could understand Raghunath Das's mind. Lord Chaitanya therefore instructed Raghunath Das with the following reassuring words. Raghunath, be patient and return home. Don't be a crazy fellow. By and by, you will be able to cross the ocean of material existence. You should not make yourself a showbottle devotee and become a false renunciant. For the time being, enjoy the material world in a befitting way and do not become attached to it. Within your heart, you should keep yourself very faithful, but externally, you may behave like an ordinary man. Thus, Krishna will soon be very pleased and deliver you from the clutches of Maya. You may see me at Neelachala, Jagannath Puri, when I return after visiting Vrindavana. And by that time, you can think of some trick to escape. Now, what kind of means you will have to use at that time will be revealed by Krishna. Remember, if one has Krishna's mercy, no one can check him. And so in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade farewell to Raghunath Das, who returned home and did exactly what Lord Chaitanya told him. And after returning home, Raghunath Das gave up all craziness and external pseudo-renunciation, engaging in his household duties without attachment. And when Raghunath Das's father and mother saw that their son was acting like a householder, they became very happy. Because of this, they slackened their guard. Recorded January 31, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.